Concourse D at Cleveland Hopkins International Airport has sat empty since May of 2014 when United Airlines shut down its hub. Since then, predictions that the de-hubbing would deal a devastating blow to the region have not come true. A recent departure from Cleveland Hopkins International Airport, and depending on where it's going, it's more likely now those passengers have to catch a connecting flight to reach their final destination. After losing its United Airlines hub, far fewer direct flights are leaving Hopkins. And this loss has been particularly hard on Cleveland attorney Anthony Stringer, who's rushing through Hopkins to catch a flight to meet a client.
You know, in the old days, right, a business travel, a few hours to get to a major city in the United States from Cleveland. But now if you're connecting, you really got to essentially set aside an entire day just to get to your destination. It's just not a convenience issue. It's an issue for businesses because instead of transacting business, or I'm an attorney, instead of meeting with clients and spending my time with clients, I'm spending my time in the airport. And so it's not a productive use of my time.
Stringer says delays for security checks contribute as well. Travel agent Lisa Sward of Kaufman Travel in Cleveland specializes in booking business trips. She says the de-hubbing of Hopkins has frustrated her clients and it's caused her a lot of inconvenience.
It takes a lot longer to try to find a good solution for somebody who's trying to get somewhere by a certain time, but we are still very busy, so I can just say it's more work, I would say, for our work.
New York-based airline industry analyst Robert Mann Jr. says carriers make decisions on expanding or cutting service mainly on the level of business travel at an airport.
It's synergistic with the local economy, business in particular. I mean, those are the customers who pay the relatively higher fares and who travel relatively more frequencies per year.
Joe Roman is head of the Greater Cleveland Partnership, the metro area's Chamber of Commerce. He says it would always be better to have a hub, but losing Cleveland's United hub has not been a severe economic blow. And he says since the hub closed, the number of passengers coming into Hopkins is nearly back to where it was before the move.
We're seeing larger aircraft servicing Cleveland. While flights are down in that 2 years, actually the number of seats that are available to passengers has climbed and is almost back up to the level that it was when United made their decision. And that's because we're seeing more wide-bodied aircraft in Cleveland than the 30 to 50 seaters that we saw 3, 4, 5 years ago.
Last year, just over 8 million passengers passed through Hopkins, compared to a little more than 7.5 million in 2014 when the hub was cut. The year before the de-hubbing, there were more than 9 million passengers. In the Cleveland Hopkins terminal on a recent Friday afternoon, the travelers passing by are actually benefiting from United not having a lock on the local market. Since late 2013, average ticket prices at Hopkins have dropped by $120 to $337 at the end of last year. That's about $25 below the national average. Interim Airport Director Fred Szabo says the low-cost carriers filling in the service gaps left by United's cutback have made flying from Cleveland cheaper.
Before the low-cost carriers came to Cleveland, we were the 66th worst airport as far as airfares. We have now dropped to eight best. So the national average of the drop was something like 3%. Ours is 21%. So those dynamics were really unexpected.
And though there are fewer available direct flights, Szabo says most popular destinations are still nonstop.
We're still heavy into the Florida market, the Northeast, Philadelphia, all the New York airports, Chicago, the West Coast, Phoenix. So we still have a great reach. I think what the traveler sees is that they used to have direct service to the secondary markets, and some of those markets are no longer served. But again, the airlines are going to try to become profitable, and if they can't fill a 50-seat aircraft to go to Allentown, Pennsylvania, they'll send them to another city that's close by.
And Cleveland business traveler Anthony Stringer has reluctantly accepted this new normal.
You know, it's the reality right now of America travel, and so you just do your best and don't be frustrated by the process.
I'm Kevin Niedermeyer, 89.7 WKSU.